you. Welcome. Good evening. All right. How you doing? I'm doing good. It's very warm in here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm smelling a lot of things right now. I'm smelling a lot of cologne, intermingling with the scent of apple deodorant. Yes, I smell like that right there. I smell some masculine smells too. I smell taurine. And what is that? All right, so I'm gonna kick this off with this was a song that was written about 10 years ago, and it's a protest song. There's a lot of things to protest 10 years ago. You know. It's not easy being a protest singer, so being a folk singer. I know a lot of people are looking at me, it's like, that's pretty easy, I could do that. Use the guitar, it's got a little harmonica here. Kind of like bang around. That's cool. But, you know, it's actually, it's difficult, you know, when you're down on the boardwalk playing, trying to make some money, you got the hat out. You got the guy with the chainsaws over there, and the drum circle over to the right. You can't really hear yourself. It's kind of hard to compete. It's really difficult when you're down at the when you're down protesting. Things start to get a little hairy, and. Riots start breaking out, and you're just there to support the protesters. Then the police come, and you have to run. And it's really difficult to run with this fucking harmonica thing, because you're running and harmonica's hitting you in the face. And it's, can you all see me? Actually, I did this. I can see you better than you can see me. And the hardest thing about being a folk singer is, you know, when you're down at the Hootenanny and you meet one of those girls with the straight hair, little ponytails, pigtails, right? It's really hard to make out with this harmonica thing. Get some weight. That's kind of where this song came from. It's called Pain on Mind. Look aside from when you're folk singing. Tonight, the city is full of moans. All the toilets overflowing. Singer, because you're jamming so hard with your right hand that your really cool bracelet comes on. Then you have to take a break because you can't jam when your wrist isn't looking cool. Tie that shit with one hand. You know, this song is actually so heavy that it requires an intermission. Because the weight, the words are so significant and have such weight of social relevance that I think we all need a minute to sit with that for a second. All right, that's the intermission. The shopping malls coming out from the walls as we walk out among the manure. That's why I pay no mind. I pay no mind. Discovery I made about this song about three nights ago. Now, some of you might have heard about this discovery, some of you might not have. I'll share it with you anyway. Something about this song, something about the chord of D. It's a very strident chord, it's very useful. Just move it a little bit right here. That's where the majesty comes in. Hit it right there. Say what? Can you turn this up here? Just the whole rig. Turn this up. So we're about to tap into some power right here. Down at the protest line, this protest song was actually a Tom Petty song. That feels a little better than protesting, actually, now that I think about it. Now this song, when it came out, it was very controversial. It caused a lot of controversy. You might have remembered that. There was a lot of protesting and rioting in the streets when this song came out. Another artist who shares a lot of controversies, a good friend of mine, spent a lot of time with him lately. Do a lot of things together, you know, hang around the house. His name's Eminem. I know you all have a lot of preconceptions about him, and there's a certain thing in hip hop where you have to uphold a certain front, you know, but behind that, it's really surprising some things. Because when the DJ's there, he's throwing his hands in the air, talking about his Gap and his white Escalade and his 20-inch rims. You know, it's all good, you know, because you gotta. But when the DJ's gone, he's singing a different song. Pulls out the Pottery Barn catalog. Yeah. You know, we just kick it, ordering some scented candles and potpourri. Those little beaded frames. Yeah, and then we go Martha Stewart online and order some Fresh Linen and Provincial Place. J. Crew catalog. Oh shit, but when the DJ comes, he pulls out his guns. Talks about somebody had to slap up at the club last week. But when the DJ is gone, he puts the apron on. Epicurean delights issue forth from his custom Tuscan kitchen. Yeah! Talking about Sub-Zero refrigerator, Viking stove range, copper pots from Williams-Sonoma, and the Mustafa's knives. Raw espresso coffee bean maker. I prefer Savant. We're checking out recipes for braised veal. Medallions. And a shiitake ginger reduction sauce. Yes. And me and Anthony, we're gonna take some risotto classes together down at the learning annex next week. Rolling up sushi and those little bamboo mats. We're on that trampoline going into the sky. But when the DJ comes, oh shit, pulls out the 40. Talking about the AK he got from Dre. But when the DJ leaves, he pulls up his sleeves, tends for some orchids that need to be repotted. He asks me if I could pick some chives in town from the kitchen window garden. I say, sure, G. When the DJ arrives, pulls out that samurai knife. Yeah, he's studying with the choreographer for The Matrix. He's learning some new Shaolin techniques for his video. When the DJ's gone, you know he's got the NPR on. All things considered, and good food, and Mary Sue Milliken, and the Corner Girls. Stop. Ooh. G thing. But when this posse comes, we're getting entangled with security at the Sky Bar for the Jermaine Dupri record release party. But when the posse's gone, puts the unbearable lightness of being DVD on us. European cinema all night long. Truffaut, Godard, What's that? Robo. Yeah, I'll take some requests. Alright, just give you a little bit there. Alright, this is this one isn't a protest song. I think we've kind of shaped this. Alright, this is called Cyanide Breath Man.
Definitely, this is the wrong place to be. There's blood on the ceiling. There's a kid drinking fire going down to the sea. They got people to me, shaking hands with themselves, hanging out to themselves. When they want you to get it, grab on the branch. When they want you to sit it, sit on the branch. Well, I know, it's the positive.
Actually, when I did use to play on the street, the biggest reaction I ever got, busking, which is what you do, you know, it's what you call what it's called when you play on the street. It was a 9-year-old girl walked by, and she had one of those braces things. She was so excited because mine made sounds. That was the first connection I made with an audience.
Waiting. is found, but my world. Tell me that it's nobody's fault, nobody's fault.
Welcome to the stage, Smokey Worbell. Okay, I think this is a song that I've, it's an older song, but I don't think I've ever played it live. I'm trying to take the opportunity to do some of that. This is called 14 Rivers, 14 Floods. It was, on a record called One Foot in the Grave. Sort of a blues thing.
Okay.
Alright, we're gonna get into the blues here for a minute. Alright. Say one thing before we launch this. I think beer commercials really ruin the blues. Can I just say that? Because I'm feeling this, but when I hear this, I'm kind of going, sure could use a cool one. And that hot wind's blowing. Makes you thirst for your heart. You can almost feel the sweat on your thighs. Tumbleweed rolled down the road. The blues was built for Michelob. All right, that's just a little payback.
Fourteen rivers, 14 floods. Bend your body to the heavens and blue. Don't get drunk.
gotta stop your foot when you play the blues. You gotta wear a special boot. You have to have just the right plywood under your feet. Blues wood. It's okay, you can fuck up on the blues and the lyrics, and it's all like, who's that fool? And someone's in. And what the fuck? There's a song in there. Yeah. And the harmonica is just like, fast, taking all the things that I should have let pass. Put my hat on the coffin man. I put another bed in the fireplace. Let me introduce Justin J&J. And over here on the keyboard, it's John Bryan. We've been playing shows for the last few nights, and each night the band gets a little bigger. We're growing, we're like a growth. Enlarging like a prostate. This is a Hank Williams song. Oh, I heard that lonesome, lonesome so good. The other night, Ghost of Hank is not pleased.
gig gets a real slap. I think I'm just intoxicated by the Alright, this is called Dead Melody.
Play something new.
That's a very good question. The record will not come before its time. We have the album. It's being placed in a cold cellar. It's gonna be aged like a fine cheese.
Get some good mold on a casket.
Yes.
Jewels of heaven.
Sorry. I was just feeling too pathetic, so...
Can't do it.
Not tonight.
Oh, there'll be no wine before it's time.
Smokey moved back east. We've been missing him a lot. Man, it's good to see him. He is the straight bomb.
He's a gem. I love Smokey.
He joined Tom Waits' band, and we want to go with him. Yeah, he is.
Thank you.
does the safety dance go? What is the safety dance? I've been hearing about this safety dance for 20 years. What does it look like? Does anybody know? You know, but yeah, but what are they doing? What is it? I think the safety dance is you know, like the people helping the children cross the street. He says, you get one of those outfits. Yeah, it's definitely not the Cabbage Patch. It's definitely not the Running Man. It's called Tropicali. I can't even hear myself. I'm sorry, that's very unprofessional of me. Excuse me. Can you turn this guitar down a little bit? We're struggling a little bit, so we will persevere. The thing is, we have too much technology. That's the problem sometimes. All right, let's kick.
And when we be on a broken guitar and on the streets, with the tropical chunks and the seas, by a beauty shot, so red silver snow in the can. And when they dance, in a red town place, and with the eyes, and the guitar that hears into the past. A colonial place where there's no more confetti to throw. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is the poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in a big hotel. Be a victim.
I didn't bring my dancing shoes. I usually can, but they're really sweaty today.
You had a flock, you sing a funeral songs to the spirits, and a bottle of words you seem to strut. The millennial fox till they fall down in the flame. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a power that you can say. Misery waits in a big hotel. Be a victim.
Smokestack.
Oh,
improvising. It's a technique that you can only use when you're a performer with one name. That's stink. Share. Did that? Two falsetto is current. Sorry, we can't service you tonight. We'll be open for business again tomorrow morning. Now we're gonna play a bunch that we never get to play tonight, so yeah. This call is all on your mind.
wrong song. Sorry.
I haven't been playing lately. I'll get back into it. I'm going back to back with Brian here. We're rubbing backs. This is a Velvet Underground song. Wipe your brow, Smokey. I'm the sweat valet.
Back in the day, you wiped other things too, for Smokey.
I'm a full grown man, I'm not afraid to cry. Play more morose stuff. Okay, yeah, we'll play another new one.
Your sorry eyes, they cut through the bone, they make it hard to leave you alone. Leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your guns,
You ain't never been before. No one laughing at your bad mouth. But that love was for. Is that what you thought it was?
We heard you. We'll take care of you later. We're gonna get into a little R&B right now.
I wrote a song about like, is that me? Is that in my head? You know? It's like,
So.
Alright. I wrote a song about 7 years ago, sort of an R&B song. I was listening to a lot of R. Kelly at the time, a lot of R&B, and I was fascinated by various aspects of the R&B music and the R&B world. And one of the things that I found was quite fascinating was among such devotion and love and that kind of thing, the incredibly overt upfront sexuality, which I thought is kind of fascinating, because in the pop world it's just like, baby, I love you, love, it's that nice, love. And then everybody was like, baby, I love you, I'm gonna hump you all night. So we did a little research, me and some of the boys up at the lab for a couple of years. We had to investigate this. And we came to the conclusion that there is a muscle, there's an R&B muscle that gives the fortitude to exude the masculinity, and so we got busy working. We started working with Nautilus on a machine that develops this muscle. We're not really going to tell you what the muscle is. You don't really need to know. You just need to feel the muscle. Justin has a pretty firm R&B muscle. Yeah, wherever it is. What's your favorite R&B thing to when you're flexing your R&B muscle?
Yeah, that goes without saying, but in the newer, you know, in the newer school.
See, that's the thing. Sorry to jump in. Sorry to jump in on you.
That's some R&B muscle.
What?
Right there.
Yeah. See, that was like,
some diva shit right there. You know?
That's the fine line. See, develops at the highest plateau is the diva muscle, which we'll talk about later. You know, not everybody's cut out to be a diva. Sometimes you're born a diva. Sometimes you, Smokey is. He's definitely cut out to be here. I see some diva in here. Yeah, but we'll get to the diva later. Anyway, what are you down with? Yeah, that's the thing. And with R&B, people are like, oh yeah, Al Green, that's cool. But where the R&B is really at is a whole different place.
Oh man, how about Silk? Is anyone into Silk?
It's like, I wanna lick you up and down till you say stop. Let me play with your body, baby. Let you do all the things.
you want me to do? Just tonight, baby, I would like to get freaky with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Screen it on. Don't be mean.
Those are some lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. Breaks microphones. It's so hard.
Yes, we are unplugged tonight. Yeah.
What are you into, man?
I'm kind of into R. Kelly. You know, I'm just straight down the middle of R. Kelly. But you know, on the other side of that is like, my mind is telling me no, but my body. Wait, hold on a sec. I gotta go pump up my R&B muscle first.
My mind is telling me no.
Dude, what happened? I just got that R&B adjustment the other day. All right.
My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. I don't want to hurt nobody, but there's something that I must confess.
Wait, I gotta get a little more out of that. Song, and I'm not kidding, it's called I Like the Crotch on You. It was a little song that came out in the Nine Deuce, Nine Tray in the early 90s. When all the ladies were, all the summer bunnies were rocking the Daisy Dukes. And now the Daisy Dukes, crotches. Y'all down with the Daisy Dukes? Whatever happened to Daisy Dukes? Who's got the Daisy Dukes? I want to see all the B-boys with the Daisy Dukes. Shelby Lynn's the only one rocking the Daisy Dukes now. She's keeping it alive. I like crotch on you. I want the crotch on you. I need the crotch on you. I like it. I want the crotch on you. I need.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank
you. That's the thing, you know. When you're a diva,
you're a diva till the day you die.
You gotta play the notes in the sky with your hand just like this. Yeah.
Shit's alive.
All right. So, what are we doing now?
That was a little R&B excursion. Meanwhile.
Thanks for indulging us. That was fun, I mean, for our sake.
Lord only knows.
Yeah.
It's called Ramshackle.
Towns stuck together.
so out of what's going on? What? I got scared. Somebody was like, oh. Right. We'd like to say hello to our friends here tonight.
Hi.
Right there.
Hello.
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 Oh, yeah.
How's your portfolio? Yeah. How's your portfolio? Yeah, you know, I don't like to talk about my yacht too much because it creates a lot of jealousy with the other rappers. I'm in a feud right now with Jay-Z and Master P. You know, I was talking about how his use of the 11th sus chord on the chorus of his last single, and so. You know, he threw back some stuff talking about my, what was he talking about, Jay-Z? He was throwing back some shit about my chord structures and stuff. So it gets a little out of hand. So I won't tell you about the, I'll tell you about the helicopter, though. It's,
where's your TV show?
It's an Apache,
Wow.
What? No, we got it from Norland Schwarzkopf. You know, we're not really supposed to have it. You might have seen it actually on my special with Cribs. So, it was a 2-hour special. They're turning into a miniseries. But we take the Apache combat helicopter to the yacht, which is an 856-foot yacht. It's rather impressive. 17 bathrooms. We do have a sweat valet. Wipes us down. And it's cool. We got the Cedarwood jacuzzi, the 12 jet ski garage. It's pretty dope. We do have a life size reproduction of the Parthenon with gift shop in the back. And a bunch of Greek columns. We have, you know, Greek columns. You know, you gotta have the Greek columns. We have Greek columns all across the front of the boat. Sort of. 58 statues, reproductions of the Statue of David. All lined up by the gazebo in the biosphere. So we'll be taking the helicopter back to the jet. Gonna be meeting with Steve Jobs. Have a little meeting about the IBEC. It's a high speed yogurt maker. Has an interface with the bread maker. Alright, so enough about our exploits. This is called Sleepless Nights. Will break my heart in two.
Somehow through the days I don't give in, I hide the tears that wait within. But then to sleep this night, so I cry.
I don't know if it's gonna happen, man.
Sorry.
This is a blues song by Captain Beefheart. He said he'd only met five great men in his life, and three of them were hamburgers. He had a way, a certain turn of phrase. This song is called "I'm Gonna Grow Fins and Take Up with a Mermaid and Leave You Land-Loving Women Alone."
Thank you. This is called Sing It Again. And this is where Smokey gets to shine. Justin Melvin Johnson.
drop by.
Song about the zombies. But John and I have a great love for this record. It's kind of an underrated record, I think. It's called Odyssey and Oracle.
Thank
all three of you.
Yeah,
three of you.
This is for you three.
I mean, after Sgt. Pepper's and Pet Sounds as the great 60s pop records, this is right behind there. This is a song called Beechwood Park. Should we do El Maria? Okay. This song was written, sort of inspired by Deutschland. Let me take you now to Deutschland. In the 30s, you know, I was getting really into Kurt Vile. Kurt Weill, it's a very good German name. Composer of many great songs, the Three Penny Opera, and so obviously this is in that vein. It's a song called O Maria, conjuring the dark days of Berlin in the early 30s. Nothing to see. The night is useless, so are we. Cause everybody knows the fabric of folly is falling apart at the seams. And I've been looking for a good time, but the pleasures are seldom and few. Just the cunning and the worry mind. Cause everybody knows death creeps in slow till you feel safe in his arms. And I've been looking for a new friend, and I don't care if it's the crap in the rain. Everybody knows the circus is closed.